Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at agrigold.com.
And at 8:49, Dave Dickey joins us now. Dave, last chance Texaco.
Last chance Texaco, indeed. It is the final day of our fall fun drive. Feels very strange to say that on a Tuesday, but that indeed is the case, as we've shortened our drive on the idea that you would contribute and we would get back to the regular programming, which will begin tomorrow, uninterrupted and throughout the rest of the week. USDA today, yesterday afternoon actually, reported 53% of the corn crop has been harvested versus 41% a week ago and the 57% average, 63% a year ago. 76% of the soybean crop has been harvested versus 69% a week ago, the 5-year average, and 85% a year ago. 86% of the winter wheat crop has been seeded versus 79% a week ago, the 87% 5-year average, and 86% a year ago. And 65% of the winter wheat crop has emerged. It was 52% a week ago. The 5-year average is 67%, 64% a year ago. We'll discuss implications of those numbers for the opening bell in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. The early calls for cash hog prices today across the Midwest are mostly steady, but there is considerable uncertainty in the marketplace about packer demand and plant inventory levels for the week. Terminals called steady to lower tops from 41 to 42.50. Peoria called steady to week today with a top price of $42. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, October 23rd, negotiated swine purchases were 14,826. For the base market, hog in a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $51.75 to $61.50. The weighted average, $59.73, a loss of 49 cents from last Friday. On the live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.13 to $49.50. The weighted average, $46.92. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,356, the base price range $50.50 to $63.65, the weighted average $59.39, a loss of 41 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.80 to $49.09, and the weighted average was $44.68.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is the last day of our fall fund drive for those of you who have already contributed by mail or on the phone or by our secure website. Todd Gleason and I thank you from the bottoms of our hearts. We rely on listeners like you for the largest share of our income, 47%. And by giving a gift of $100 right now, you will keep programs like the pre-opening commodity market report on the air serving your marketing needs. And please do your part by giving a gift at 217-244-9455 or online at WILLpledge.org. And joining me now in Pledge Central is Les Schulte. And Les, we have $2,000 on the line this morning, including $1,000 from ag supporters.
That's right. Four of our agricultural business friends, AgriGold Hybrids, Strategic Farm Marketing, Grainfield Commodities, the Andersons, they have teamed up to support WILL Ag. They will contribute $1,000 in support of agricultural programs. When we hear from 85 supporters, so far we have heard from 67 during this drive. There's $1,000 riding on the next 18 calls at 217-244-9455, and we'll be able to put your name on that Colonial Pantry Challenge for another $1,000. So help us meet these goals right now with your pledge of $100 at 217-244-9455. Tell the phone volunteers that AM agriculture is important to you right now.
Tom, our agricultural listeners tell us almost weekly about how important AM 580 agriculture is to them.
That's right. Dave, your department gets quite a number of emails and letters. You got one from a supporter in Clinton who says he attended the AM 580 Commodity Week panel at the Warner Library in Clinton recently. And he says, and I quote, "I am also fortunate to receive your very well-written weekly Ag e-letter, and your work is valuable to all of us." So that is important to us when we get that response. Other radio stations have been dropping their ag services over time. We are adding to ours, including some of the things that Dave added in the past few years, the Ag e-letter, of course, podcasting, radio on demand through streaming on our website, the AM 580 Outlook panels, which a lot of people have taken advantage of. And speaking to the top analysts in the nation every week, one every day, or two every day, in fact, about the futures and cash grain markets, exploring how to increase your profitability. AM 580 Agriculture is here to meet marketing needs, and they're continuing to do so, but it doesn't happen without your help. Give us a call at 217-244-9455 and keep vital marketing information coming your way.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave, and we'll look at the Midwest Corn Belt weather. First of all, today is going to be a cool day, but a dry day across the Midwest Corn Belt, so that'll be favorable for getting into the fields. And for many areas in the Midwest, tomorrow, at least the daylight hours tomorrow, will be dry as well. The exception being the southwestern part of the Midwest. Rain will spread across Missouri and parts of west central and southern Illinois as we go through the afternoon tomorrow. But farther north and east, a dry day is on tap. Then we get a big slowdown in harvest operations as rain will overspread most of the Corn Belt as we go into Thursday and Friday. And that will be followed by another surge of cool air that will produce lake effect type precipitation from northeastern Illinois across portions of Indiana and Ohio on into the weekend. Western areas should start to dry out and warm up a little bit again as we go through the weekend into early next week. Next chance of rain then comes, about the 1st of November, around the middle of next week, across northern and western sections first as a frontal system moves through. So when you look at the Midwest Corn Belt harvest weather as a whole, and we're especially looking at soybean harvest at this moment, it does look like there's still going to be some problems, especially with the rain that works in from the southwest Wednesday night into Thursday and Friday, and then some lingering precipitation in the Great Lakes region and eastern sections into the weekend. But then we get a couple days of dry weather and a little bit warmer weather next week. So there will be some harvest opportunities. It's just not continuous harvest opportunities. And for those of you that are producers that need to get out in the fields, the more you can get done before Wednesday night's arrival of rain, the better, it will be turning wet then for a few days, and that will then slow down harvest operations for several days because some of the rainfall could be significant. It looks like another widespread rainstorm, not all that different from what we had early last week. Now, as we look at the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, that area has turned a bit dry again, at least parts of it, but it looks like some precipitation will be moving through much of the region starting tonight into tomorrow, and some of the rain will linger through Thursday as well across a good portion of the Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt. Probably the area to get the least amount of rain would be out toward the Texas Panhandle, so there may be a few dry areas there. But by and large, moisture will be improving for that area. Now, as we go to South America, for soil moisture, the weather conditions are looking good. For planting, not so good. During the last 24 hours, most of the rain was confined to Brazil and southern Mato Grosso. But parts of western Mato Grosso do Sul also got some rain. And there were a few showers scattered about in parts of La Pampa in Argentina as well. As we look ahead, it looks like favorable weather for planting will occur over much of Brazil as we go through the next week. The exception being in some of the western areas, primarily in Mato Grosso, while showers will continue. And it does look like showers and thunderstorms will be, there will be a few in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and eastern La Pampa today. And then much of the Grain Belt of Argentina will pick up some rain Friday through the weekend. And finally, for wheat in Australia, it does look like shower chances will improve. Of course, they've had a drought. They've already lost yield, but it looks like some improvement over the next couple of weeks. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm Ed Keyser.
And I'm Dave Dickey with AM 580 Agriculture. We're in the middle of the last day of pledging for our fall fund drive. And out in Pledge Central is Les Schulte. Les, we had a little bit of a flurry there. If yeah. I'm right, my count says 15 phone calls to go for $1,000.
Actually, we're 14 now to go for that extra $1,000 from our friends at AgriGold and Grainfield and Strategic Farm Marketing and the Andersons. They'll add that extra $1,000 riding on the next 14 calls. When you call, let the phone volunteer know that ag programming is important to you at 217-244-9455. Make an $80 contribution. You could choose the WILL Ag Baseball Cap as a thank you gift.
Have one on right now. Has our snazzy logo on front with the trend line arrow pointing up just like we want. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. In the overnight options, let's go ahead and look at the trade. The December wheat there opened at 541 and a half, down three quarters. Last trade up 1 1/4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 517 and a quarter, up a quarter. Last trade down 1 3/4. December corn opened at 318, down a quarter, last trade up 1. March, 330, down a quarter, last trade up 1.5. May, 336 and a half, down a quarter, last trade up 3/4. July, 342, down a half, last trade up 1/2. Red line December, 334, down 3/4, last trade down 1/4. Nova beans opened at 617, down 1/2, last trade up 1/2. January, 629 1/4, down 1 1/4, last trade unchanged. March, 636 and a half, down 1 1/4, last trade up 1. July, 650 and a half, down 2, last trade up 1 1/4. December soybean meal, 182.90, the open there, unchanged, last trade up 60. December soybean oil, 26.56, unchanged, last trade down 6. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we had outside days up for all three commodities, wheat, corn, and beans yesterday. What does that imply in your mindset for the rest of the week?
Well, it signals we've got some fairly strong legs underneath the marketplace. Looking purely technical point of view, I think the traders will view yesterday's lows as fairly good support there. Whether we follow through today, we're going to find out here in about another half hour or not, but definitely the trade continues to be hungry, especially with the back end making some new highs in through here with the end user buyers still concerned about gathering some inventory as we go into 2007-2008.
In fact, we heard that the funds were buying December 2007 options yesterday. That's long-term bullish.
Yes, when you look from a longer-term point of view and some risk management, funds are very sophisticated traders. They've got a game plan, and that game plan included some option trades yesterday. And that spilled into the futures as the guys took the other side of that trade, and that helped drive prices higher there throughout the session.
217-244-9455, the number to call. We're looking for about 13 more phone calls to meet a significant challenge for $1,000 this morning. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express card. When you look at the wheat market and it holding $5 yesterday, how much confidence does that give you that that is a significant floor?
Well, yeah, this old crop's going to get real touchy here. It made a new low and reversed up, so you got a little hook reversal going. So, you know, if it can hold there, we can regroup and try the upside one more time. But we're getting wheat at some lofty levels here where demand's going to slow. A lot of that strength was on rumors that Iraq would be back in the world wheat market. There's been no confirmation of that. So technically, we need to watch yesterday's low, but fundamentally, we need to make sure we see some business come forward here. We've pretty well priced in the tight world situation and the dry weather in Australia. We need these other factors to kick in and keep the market in an up mode.
We're hearing in the soybeans, Kurt, that maybe, just maybe, the next USDA report will have a lower yield number. Are you in that camp?
Well, I don't know if they'll do that or not. We'll find out shortly here once we see those numbers. Bean yields seem to be, as usual, anywhere from this 50 to 65 bushel area. Traders continue, or farmers continue, to just sort of look at somewhat bean yields, whereas the corn continues to be somewhat strong.
Thanks much, Kurt. Much appreciative.
Very good.
We're going to go ahead and go back out to Pledge Central and Les Schulte and see where we are in our challenge.
14 calls to go to make this ag challenge that's been going on throughout the drive. It ends today, and we need 14 calls to be able to add that $1,000 from our friends at AgriGold, Grainfield, the Andersons, and Strategic Farm Marketing. We want to thank Chris and Ryan Thorpe from Thorpe Farms from Gibson City, who just made a contribution. Thanks a lot. We've heard from Potomac, a new friend from Potomac. Join them right now, 217-244-9455. Invest 2 minutes and $100 of your money at 217-244-9455 to support programs you use.
Tom Kurt is just one of 15 analysts we speak to every week about the futures and cash grain markets.
That's right, and it is of value to our ag listeners. We know because we get listeners from the farmer in Clinton who wrote us saying that these outlook panels and just the everyday analysis that we get from those 15 analysts is important to their profitability day in and day out. We're looking at ways to give you a marketing edge, and if that's helped you add to your bottom line, be it on the air or the website, podcast, Outlook meetings, whatever, call us at 217-244-9455 with your gift of $100 to support AM 580 and to help us meet that agricultural challenge as well as the overall morning edition challenge today before 10 o'clock, 217-244-9455.
$1,000 at stake for the next 13 calls now, 217-244-9455. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. If you never tried us, kick us the tires a bit for the $40 level. 217-244-9455, the number to call. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.